understand the dynamics of this operation. They understand that they have to be actively involved, which requires them to be physically in the presence and, you know, identify a role that could essentially allow them to sit at any meeting, you know, and while understanding their operation and so forth. I'm comfortable to support this. How do you guys feel? Yay or nay? You yay it. Then I'll have an email ready to send Friday to the college. And then, you know, we wait to see what Monday brings, and then we take it from there. I'm in support. I'm going to give you guys the opportunity that you're asking for. But, you know, this is a real opportunity, and it's going to require good attention. And I want everyone to understand that if we do well and we present ourselves well, this will open up, I think, doors down the line for many large facilities.
I can add some.
Anyone have any comment in regards? Whoever has background noise, can you please mute your phone? Thanks.
Tyrell, this is Frank. Just a quick comment. I think that is very creative and exciting. I just hope it doesn't be met with a lot of roadblocks taking that path. But step one, I'd say, is finding a willing operator to take the opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is the safest path. This is the safest path our program could take in approaching any multi-million dollar opportunity that requires, you know, obviously the authority in charge to expend. Because essentially what we are doing is we are not pigeonholing anyone to either just accept whatever the teaming partner throws out as a dollar amount, enforcing or requiring their legal to immediately step in and go to legislation and require change. Because this is a multi-million dollar operation. So to me, there isn't a safer plan of action. You know, even the attorney says, oh, that was good. You know, because it's just true. Because it was met initially when I forwarded this opportunity and my thoughts that I'd like to go for this opportunity, and if not this opportunity, at least establish a plan of action that, you know, allows us for future opportunities of this magnitude. It was met with various concern, again, on the ramifications that this could cause if we just go busting down the door saying, First Right, and this is our teaming partner, and, you know, whatever they say, it has to go. So this is the safest path. So we'll see. You know, I'm comfortable and I'm confident in this, but I also think that if SCU should meet us with any concerns, we're not in the position, and I will say this on this call, we're not in the position to fight this because they have to establish an award quickly. When we went for the federal opportunity, and Dave's on the line, he can contest, it took months to get, you know, internally our self established. In addition, the process before just submitting that, and then it quickly moved ahead once that submittal went. So I'm not in any mindset, and our attorney's not of a mindset to fight for this above and beyond what we're presenting, because you don't want to make an enemy and then essentially you know, cause for concern while you're actively operating. In addition, I'll just add one more point. If we didn't take this approach, and this is hypothetical and you should think about this, and let's say we went in with a third-party company directly without allowing the college to negotiate with other companies, you know, you never know your company's intent that you partner with. They could be the same person that essentially doesn't really want to provide you a salary and, you know, literally go right behind your back and go right to legislation and try to make change to essentially eliminate your need in the First Right opportunity. So I think this approach here is respectful across the board. I even, you know, pitched this to the company in which I spoke to last night, and he even thought that was even fair. You know, and you would think that a third-party company would, like, you know, try to sell you another idea that could essentially just win you directly over to them, but agree that they didn't see an issue with that. So,
Frank, again, one quick question. It's easy to just assume, but all the equipment and all that, that would be responsibility of the teaming partner and nothing by the agency.
Correct. Yeah, I would say that you know, our position is obviously utilizing our first right opportunity, but it is going to be not our responsibility for any of the, you know, equipment services or beautifications or, you know, added equipment or so forth. That's all, you know, that would all be in between the teaming partner and the college and spelled out clear in our contractual agreement. We would essentially just utilize our first right opportunity and hope that we can provide, you know, obviously someone within our program a true, viable, productive opportunity.
Hi, Terrell, this is Shelley. Question. Would then the day-to-day operations, such as hiring and dismissal, that would be on the teaming partner, or that would be in conjunction between teaming partner and the blind operator? Or you don't know? That's
that's a good question. I think, you know, the cool thing is, since this would obviously, this has never been done before, so I can't answer everything, but I think what I can do is kind of visualize my thoughts. So again, when we talk about active participation, it should essentially be something like what we have here established in our program, right? We have the committee and we have the administration. I don't see where, you know, an operator can't establish their position internally. So again, let's just say SCSU picks a company, that company reaches out to you, you know, you're the operator, and they're obviously going to want to meet you, right? They're going to want to meet you. They're going to want to have discussions and pick your brain as to where do you want to see yourself fit in. And you could easily say, I'd like to be part of the hiring process if I can, you know, if that's what you should choose. For some of you who have interest in running a register or, you know, or whatever your, you know, whatever your interest is, you can establish that. I think, obviously, no teaming partner is going to want to just pay someone and not have an established responsibility. I don't even want to support it. Our attorney agrees as well, has made it clear to me that, you know, please, Tyrell, make sure that the operator has an established responsibility. It protects the program. And obviously, you know, everyone's viewing this this agreement, so it is important that you establish that, and it can come in all different, you know, different capacities, and I think that's cool. It's something that is flexible. What I do know is right now, and I don't have it in front of me for specific dates, but like I said, this is moving fast, so fast that I believe the tour of the campus is next week. So should there be one, two, or three, or four operators of interest, regardless of your position within on the promotion and transfer list, I would ask that you, you know, visit the location. I get, you know, I could certainly be there as well, just so you can get a feel of the opportunity, because essentially there could be someone that commits today that's in front of someone, you know, operator number two or three or four, and then suddenly, you know, they just don't want to do it for whatever reason. I don't want to just, you know, put all of this on the first operator just based off the seniority process and not giving the opportunity to view this location to the second, third, or fourth in interest. But keep in mind that we would still follow the traditional promotion to transfer process, which is seniority based. So. That's what I have. So does the committee agree that we should not vote right now, and that the process should be that let's work off of, you know, the established or upcoming promotion to transfer list, and then re-meet Friday or potentially Thursday. I'm gonna try Friday, but there may be a need for Thursday. But we have to definitely meet this week, end of the week, for a response. Do you all agree to that, postponing a vote now and going through the process that I suggested?
As long as you say there's enough time, yeah, let's postpone it and figure it out.
All right. Yeah, because I mean, again, unless you guys want to vote now and it puts some sort of contingent that if there is no operator, we waive it, we can vote now, and with that contingency that if there's to be no operator identified, then we assume to waive the location based off of, you know, not being able to fulfill the operational need. If you guys want to do that now, we could do that.
This is Brandy. I think we should go with the option you just said. I think we should vote now with the contingency that if there's nobody in line to do so, so that way, because now you're saying, okay, you got to wait for the subcommittee to make accept the remote transfer, and then you got to go forth. Why don't you just keep moving forward with everything, and then if nobody makes the move by Friday, then you know what to do. And you don't have to come back to us. We don't have to reschedule something, and it's just done.
Right. Okay. That's perfectly fine. Because I think, but keep in mind, I'm going to need your subcommittee list ASAP, right? Because obviously I'm going to have to use tomorrow to make the calls, because my approach to Southern is going to be with the mindset that, you know, it's our intent to, you know, seek our first right opportunity, and then, you know, it's going to have to be keywords, obviously, to kind of, because who knows? I mean, you know, next week, if you guys go to the open house or whoever goes to the open house and then decide otherwise, then obviously I'm going to have to piggyback to Southern just to state that the operators who we assume had interest, obviously, you know, has withdrawn or what have you. So I'm going to need you guys to list ASAP.
Hey, Tyrell?
Yes.
This is Frank. As soon as this call completes, we have the subcommittee on the line. Do you want to pick up as soon as this call completes?
Yeah, we can do that. Yep, let's do that.
Brandy, Amos, Rich?
Work for me.
Willie?
This is Shelley. I have a question. What would preclude someone, if there is someone, like the first person, whoever that is, what would not make them a candidate for this operation?
Based off the current regulations, I mean, you know, only themselves would essentially make them not, you know, make the opportunity to go to the next person. We operate on a seniority-based level. I think it's my responsibility to be as clear as day that there is going to be a need for active participation, and that this is not going to be something that, you know, you essentially just, you know, have your name attached to and kind of just, you know, pop in, pop out. This is, operators have to understand, and, you know, seniority is a good option. It definitely gives you first right, but you have to be realistic and understand what is being asked of you. You have to factor in your transportation needs. You're going to have to factor in, obviously, any teaming partner is going to want to work with one operator within that five-year agreement. So you have to understand that this is a five-year, you know, should be looked at as a five-year invested interest and responsibility. So I don't think anything really precludes that. We're just going to go down that list and see where we land. And again, if I hear five operators with interest, then I would expect that all five operators are going to be at the open house next week to ensure they understand the opportunity. But again, this is all hypothetical speaking because I haven't approached SDSU with this. So, but I'm positioning our program to be able to, you know, hopefully, you know, reciprocate this information and be met with some.
I have this question for you.
Yep.
Yes, suppose an operator go and take a look at the location and he or she feels that they can do it, but then in the middle of the 5 years contract to realize that they have certain things going on, or they cannot keep up with, I mean, the tax assigned to them. What could happen in that interim?
That's a good question. I think obviously, when you're talking about agreements, there's going to be a need to be included in this agreement, or this proposal, or the contract between you and the teaming partner, to identify those areas, right? Because I've never done this before. So I think with that being said, there's definitely the understanding that the teaming partner would have to include some language that allows for the ability to essentially remove yourself from the agreement. But I think more importantly, we would also have to establish if that agreement would state that they could come back to Besby and seek out another operator, or does it essentially just say this operator is withdrawn and that we will continue to operate, single-handedly for the duration of the operation. I'm thinking, and again, you hate to play devil's advocate, but I just do, that you probably would want some language that allows for another operator to come behind the operator to essentially ensure that the teaming partner isn't trying to put some type of unrealistic demand or request on an operator to squeeze them out of the position to essentially allow for an immediate savings of budgetary reasons. You don't even realize that they're doing things to make it difficult for you to continue to meet the need. So I think I would be of the mindset that there'd be language in that teaming agreement that allows to say that they would come back to Besby and, again, allow Besby to provide them another operator, essentially, locking in the same salary that was mutually agreed on from the start or what have you, and kind of keep the operation going. And that would make good light anyway, because it shows that this contract is still being maintained by a blind operator.
This is Keith Haley. I make a motion to move forward with the Southern Connecticut State University location with the contingency that we have a willing operator to overtake that location.
This is Brady.
I second.
I'm sorry, who was the
all
first?
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say no?
I just didn't hear who the initial motion was made by.
Keith Haley.
Thank you.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Motion carried.
All right, perfect. Agency updates. There's been some COVID restrictions removed on state government, and I'm noticing just as I'm spending a little more time in the office, more employees are in the office day to day, which is nice. So I can only assume and hope that maybe we start to see that in other state buildings, because I think maybe some people had strong oppositions to wearing masks or whatever the case may be, but it definitely appears on a day-to-day basis I've noticed an increase in the agency.
I got more cars at the labor department, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so that's a good sign. So hopefully we're heading in a direction that could potentially assist operators in some of our established locations. Other than that, I don't really have much on the agency update. Things are relatively the same. We're just working hard, there's just a lot going on internally. There's a lot of retirement within our agency and across, obviously, some of our sister agencies, which will have some internal impact to everyone's program. And, when you lose historical knowledge and some key points of responsibilities, there's going to be some identified hiccups. So, that may also pour over into our program. So if you notice that certain things just aren't being done in a timely manner, please be patient in understanding that there are some key positions being left open at this time and trying to currently be filled So everyone's working very hard, and you know we're doing what we're supposed to. So I'm good. Not going to drag this out any longer. We have an open forum. Does anyone have anything they want to ask or talk about under open forum? If not, we can go right into adjournment, and those that are on the subcommittee can stay online, and we can discuss the person in transfer.
This is Keith Haley making a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
This is Carmella. I said Brandy, a second.
Okay, I got Carmella on a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, guys.